Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. Well, praise God for the privilege and the honor and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, God wants you to be successful. Once again, God wants you to be successful. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to the book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 and 3 John 2 for the reading of our scriptures we have been using for this particular teaching on God wants you to be successful. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, and it says, "So don't get tired of doing what is good. Don't get discouraged and give up, for we will reap a harvest of blessings at the appropriate time." Now, 3 John 2, and I will be reading this particular verse from the American Standard Bible. And it says, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Amen. Now, in those scriptures, I see words like "don't get tired," "do what is good," "don't get discouraged," "don't give up," reap a harvest of blessings, may prosper in all things, and be in good health. Now, that sounds like words of success to me. I don't know about you, but that is success. Amen? It has always been God's plan for his creation to prosper in all things, not just some, but in all things. After all, we were created in the image and likeness of God, and he blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. He said, be fruitful and multiply. That's success. Now, please go with me to the book of Psalm 35. Again, that's Psalm 35, and we're going to read verse 27. And it says, let them shout for joy and be glad, who favors my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. So just like our natural father here on earth is proud and takes pleasure in our success, so does our heavenly father in heaven. He takes pleasure in our success. Amen. Our heavenly father wants his children to be successful, and he takes pleasure in his children's success. Traditionally, the church has had a beat down, broke down attitude when it comes to success and prosperity. And it all comes down from the lies of Satan. Amen. Because he is the father of lie and deception. That's why I believe this teaching on success is so, so important, because God cannot lie. Amen. He cannot lie. Please go with me to John 10, 10. Again, John 10, 10. And this is Jesus speaking, and he says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The thief takes life. The shepherd gives life. Abundant life also includes salvation, nourishment, healing, and much more. You will receive not only eternal life, but God life. It also speaks to the everlasting life and the quality of life. With Christ, the life on earth can reach a much higher quality, and then in heaven, it will be complete and perfect. Hallelujah. I know there are some that no matter how you teach this or explain it to them, they are not going to understand it or believe it. They should have success or abundant life. And you know what? I can't explain it to them. But please go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. There are some people that just will not believe it. Amen. They don't believe we're supposed to have success, the abundant life that has been supplied for us by Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 3 and 4. And it says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe least the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Now go to the book of John chapter 12. Again, John chapter 12, and we're going to read verse 31. Jesus is speaking, and he says, now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Satan is the god of this age and the god of this world system, and he deceives the whole world. That's why a lot of people don't believe they can have success, because they're being deceived by the lies of Satan. But we, the body of Christ, We are in this world, but we are not of this world. So Satan can't do anything to us to stop us from being successful in this world unless you allow him to do so. But we're not going to do it. No, we're not. Go with me to 1 John chapter 4. Again, 1 John chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 4. And it says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world." Now, that word "whatever" should be "whosoever." So it should read like, "For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." So we've overcome this world system, amen, by our faith in Christ Jesus, amen. God has promised us the abundant life. So whatever Satan and his demonic angels have planned to stop us or me from being successful, it's not going to succeed. I have overcome this world, and so have you, amen. Now, we have been teaching on God's plan for us to live a successful life, and we have been discussing 10 suggestions for obtaining success. We have already looked at the first 8, and they are, number 1, we must live a disciplined life. Once again, we must live a disciplined life. Number 2, the Word of God must have first place in your life. Again, the Word of God must have first place in your life. Number 3 is prayer. Again, number 3 is prayer. Number 4 is exercise. Again, number 4 is exercise. Number 5 is be an example. Again, number 5, be an example. Number 6, endure persecution and criticism. Again, endure persecution and criticism. Number 7, competition in the ministry. Again, competition in the ministry. And number 8, know the difference between bragging and a good report. Once again, we must know the difference between bragging and a good report. Those are the first 8 of the 10 suggestions that I believe if you apply them correctly along with the Word of God, you would be successful in your life or ministry. Now that brings us to suggestion number 9. Suggestion number 9. And that is, take time with your spouse and your children. Once again, take time with your spouse and your children. Please turn to the book of Mark, chapter 6. Again, that's Mark, chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 30 through 31. And it says, "Then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all the things, both what they have done and what they have taught. And he said to them, 'Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while.' There are 4 many ministries that are coming and going, and they did not have the time to eat. They're just busybody, going here, going there, and actually really accomplishing nothing. For there are just too many ministries that are doing that. Some ministries are the same way today. Ministers are denying their spouses and their families vacation time for the church and time away from the ministry. They have the wrong idea. They think they are going to save everybody by themselves. There are some pastors who think that their church cannot exist if they're not there. That is ego talking to them, and the ministers are listening. Let's read verse 31 again. And this is what it says. And he, Jesus, said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. That is getting away from the church. You need to take vacation, and you need to take your family somewhere away from the ministry. Now, here is a news flash for your information, just you didn't understand. The church will run without you. Amen. The church will run without you. Now, I know it is hard for you to conceive that the people or that ministry or that God can get along without you. I know that's difficult for you to accept, but it is true. The church will function without you. When you are on vacation, you are on vacation. That's exactly what you do. Vacation means to vacate, to get away from. You had better learn how to take time off and go on a vacation. You were never given the responsibility to seek and save those who were lost. You were given a responsibility to your flock, but Jesus never said anything about holding folks in your arms. He simply said, feed my sheep and feed my lambs. This is all he said to do. You cannot carry the whole burden of your congregation on your shoulders. If you do, then you end up being God for them, and they get dependent on you. And many times when you do all that, you get burned out. That's why many ministers say, well, I'm just tired. I'm so burned out. You know, I just can't do it anymore. Why? Because you're not taking a vacation. You're not spending time with your wife and your children. When you can't be reached, then they can't function, because they have always been dependent on you. There is a price to pay to do the will of God, and that is seeing people as the people that you can help just so much. You can only help people so much. The rest is up to them and the Lord. Learn how to rest. Let me repeat that. Learn how to rest. Learn how to take some time off with your spouse and family. That is why God gave you a helpmate to be your companion and helper. Amen. When I was teaching on this subject, or when I began teaching on this subject, God wants you to be successful. 6 weeks ago, I explained that there were principles given the body of Christ, the church, that were mainly for those who were called to be ministers of the gospel, to teach and preach the full gospel of God, but will work for any born again Christian if applied correctly. These same principles will work for any born again Christian if applied correctly. So that brings us to our last suggestion. And the 10th one is feed the flock. Again, feed the flock. Please go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. Again, 1 Peter chapter 5. And we're going to read verses 2 through 4. Now, I will be reading these verses from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible. Amen. Okay, it says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2 through 4. It says, care for the flock of God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly, not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord over the people assigned to your care, but lead them by a good example. And when the head shepherd comes, your reward be a never-ending share in his glory and honor. Amen. It does not say to entertain them. Let me repeat that. It does not say to entertain them. We are not in the entertainment business. You can go to some churches and the pastor think he's an entertainer. The way he's prancing across the floor, shouting, jumping and dancing. You think you're at a club somewhere. We are not entertainers. It says care for them or feed them. The word tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say. The only thing that feeds people is teaching. Let me repeat that. The only thing that feeds people is teaching. Christians do not need preaching. They might, like little babies, want to hold on to a pacifier, which is unusual what emotional preaching is. Have you ever seen a 5-year-old child with a pacifier in his mouth? It's a sad sight. But I have seen children like that. I've seen older children, 5 years old, and sometimes a little older, still sucking on a pacifier. Some spiritual babies will try to hold on to you, but you should keep them by teaching them and pointing them to the word. You are not helping them with emotional sermons that keep them in bondage and try and tie them to the ministry. There is a difference between preaching and teaching. There is a difference between preaching and teaching. Preaching is inspirational, where teaching is more informational. Sinners need preaching to inspire them to get saved. Christians need teaching to know what to do with their salvation. Amen. We have a great responsibility as ministers of the gospel. Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Preaching is for sinners. Teaching is for Christians. Sinners need to be inspired to get saved. Christians should not need any inspiration. They should be their own inspiration if they are taught properly in the word. I stay inspired. I don't need praise and worship to inspire me or get me worked up to hear the word. I stay worked up. I have one speed, and that's ready, set, go. I'm like the ever-ready bunny. I stay charged and inspired all the time. I never remove my armor as indicated in Ephesians 6:11. I have never read any scripture in the Bible where God tells us to take off our armor. There is no greater inspiration, or rather, there should not be for the Christian than the word of God. If you are a full-fledged, bona fide minister of the gospel, filled with the Spirit, and you still need to be inspired, you need to check out your word level of understanding. Likewise, for the layman, the Christian man, who has not been called to the ministry, but is head of his family, This suggestion also applies to you. You have to stand before your family and feed them. You have the responsibility as the head of your family to be the example God wants you to be. Be their spiritual head, their protector, and their provider. So when they are old, they will not depart from it. In summary, do what God has called you to do. Do what he has anointed you to do, and do what he has given you a vision to do. Do what gifts and talents he has given you to do. Continually speak his word, meditate, and do the word. Walk by faith, by the word, and be motivated by love. Your ministry and lifestyle will produce fruitful results, and you shall have good success. Well, that concludes this teaching on God wants you to be successful, and I pray you receive something from it. So please join us next week where we will begin a new teaching. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.